And now, ladies and gentlemen, bedlam reigning supreme here in our press conference booth, we have finally managed to bring Mr. Rock and Roll to our microphone, the number one guy in the nation. And we're delighted to once again talk to Elvis. Elvis, just about this time last year, we brought you to our microphone. We certainly want to welcome you back in no uncertain terms. We want to commend you for the magnificent job you've done and for the wonderful job you're doing tonight on this benefit.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be back, really.
Elvis, let me ask you this now. How did the Youth Center benefit get started?
Well, we had the idea last year when I was down here for it, and since Tupelo hasn't got anything like that, I don't think, have they?
No, they haven't.
Well, we thought it would be a terrific idea, and I'm certainly glad that I could be a part of it, and I hope that it's a big success, and if there's anything I can do to help it, I'll be glad to.
Well, Elvis, I know that you starting this and getting it inspired is going to be a tremendous monument to Tupelo, to you, and to the wonderful youngsters of our town. Let me ask you this now. You've just completed a motion picture called Jailhouse Rock, and you've got a couple of records out from that motion picture. Mr. Parker told us already the sales of over, I think he said, 1.5 million, didn't he?
Yes, sir, that's right.
That's pretty phenomenal. Let me ask you this now, Elvis. What do you consider to be the best record that you've made so far?
Don't Be Cruel.
You think that's your best record?
Yes, sir.
You like it better than the rest of them?
I've tried several times to top it, and I haven't been able to so far.
How do you feel about rock and roll, Elvis? Do you think that rock and roll is on a steady incline, so to speak, or do you think perhaps it's beginning to wear off a little bit?
I personally don't think that it will ever die completely out. I'm not talking about me, understand, but I'm talking about rock and roll itself. It's been around a long time. I'll say this. In order for it to die out, they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
You don't think that's on the horizon?
I don't think they've got anything right now, no.
Well, Elvis, you bought yourself a new home in Memphis now. How much time do you get to spend in that home?
Not too much.
You spend a great deal of time in Hollywood?
I'm probably there more than I am at home, yes.
Have any plans for another picture?
I'll make two. The first one in November the 6th, and the next one after the first of the year.
Have you had a chance to look at the script as yet?
No, sir, I haven't.
Don't know what it's going to be about?
I really don't.
Let me ask you this now, getting kind of personal.
It might be Who Shot John, for all I know.
Well, it wasn't I can assure you that. But,
it'd be a good name for a picture, wouldn't it? Who Shot John?
Elvis, how about this young lady you have here with you now, Miss Anita Woods? Can you tell us a little bit about her? Would you care to comment?
Well, she's female.
That we can see.
Now, I met Anita when she came to Memphis to do a weekly TV show there, and I've been dating her quite a bit.
Would you say that there's the possibility that...
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Well, you didn't give me a chance to ask.
I know what you were going to ask.
Well, yeah, but I mean, give me a chance to ask it. I won't ask it. Never mind.
Okay.
How about that ring now that you gave Anita? Or may we comment on that?
Well,
right hand, isn't it?
Yes, right hand.
Lovely ring.
It's just a kind of a friendship ring. I saw it in Hollywood, and I thought it was pretty, and Anita thought it was real pretty, so I got it for her.
Well, how about this? I know a great many teenagers. There's 10,000 of them out here tonight. They love you, Elvis. Have you got any advice you'd like to pass along to the teenagers? I know they'd take advice from you firsthand. We know it's a great many of the Highway Patrol are here tonight. Would you like to give us a statement concerning safety, for instance, that teenagers might keep in mind?
Yes, I would. I did a show last week in Memphis on safety, and I said that although an automobile is probably the greatest invention known to man, it can easily take your life away if it's misused. And all of the young people have got a whole life ahead of them, a life of happiness and everything to look forward to. And I see no reason why they should... take chances with an automobile, because they can kill you real quick, like.
Thank you very much for that, Elvis. One more thing now. What are your plans as to possibly returning to Tupelo again? This is your second year here now on the roll. Or are you looking forward to your second return as much as you did the first?
Well, probably more, because we had such a wonderful time here last year until I was really looking forward to coming back.
Well, Elvis, we're certainly delighted to have you again. Let us commend you on this remarkable thing that you have done and this tremendous success you've had. And for getting this Tupelo Youth Center benefit here tonight, it's going to be a tremendous boost to our town and to our young people, and we certainly want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Please, sir. Fine. Anita, can we get a word with you, please? Ladies and gentlemen, delighted to bring to our microphone the young lady we were talking about just a few moments ago, Anita Wood. Is it Wood or Woods, Anita?
It's Wood, that's right.
Just plain W-O-O-D with no S on the
end. That's true.
Anita, now you all have the most enviable position of any young lady, possibly from coast to coast and from border to border, and maybe even around the world. How does it feel to be with the number one guy, the rock and roll king?
Well, it's just wonderful. I'm enjoying every single minute of it.
Well, now, let me ask you this. Is he a real nice fella?
He certainly is, one of the best.
I know you've gone with many young men before you met Elvis. You've had many, many dates.
I hope many more.
Well, I'm sure you will.
I hope.
Do you, would you consider him... taking away all this hubbub and hullabaloo when you get alone together? Is he a normal sort of person? Does Does he carry on much the same as any of the young fellows you dated?
Well, I suppose so, yes, to a certain extent.
What is his likes and dislikes primarily? Say, for instance, in the field of entertainment outside rock and roll, does he have anything he particularly likes to do?
Oh, we like to play pool mostly. I listen to records, that's all.
What sort of records do you and Elvis listen to?
Well, all pop, rock and roll. That's mostly all of it.
Well, Nita, how about yourself now? What do you like? Same things Elvis likes?
Well, yes, I do. I think any normal teenage girl would.
What about your taste in food? Now, does it run toward Elvis's? He one time told us that he was a pork chops man. How about yourself?
I don't like pork chops too much.
You're not a pork chop
either. I like steak better.
You're a steak eater.
Yes.
Well, if you had been here earlier today, we could have showed you some lovely steak on the hook.
Oh,
we had some lovely Hereford and Angus cattle here at our Mississippi, Alabama Fair and Dairy Show. Anita, do you spend much time in Hollywood?
Well, I've only been there 1 week thus far. I plan to go back the 1st of October.
Do you have anything in mind? Are you working on anything in the way of a movie contract?
Yes, I have a movie contract with ABPT Pictures. And I'm going back to work on the first movie, Girl in the Woods, the 1st of October.
Well, with whom will you be working?
Well, I don't know yet.
That's your immediate plans.
That's right.
Now, you say you came to Memphis, you met Elvis. I know you've met his family.
Wonderful.
How's his home?
Oh, it's beautiful. Prettiest thing I've ever seen, really.
Yeah, do you have any peace and quiet out in that
Oh,
direction?
Yes, we do.
Well, that's wonderful. I know in his initial residence there in Memphis, a lot of people used to give him a lot of trouble.
Well, yes, I guess they did. Well, the teenagers still do, but late at night, it's nice and quiet.
Lena, we ask Elvis for a bit of advice to the young people. I know you're a youngster yourself and quite talented in many respects. Perhaps you could pass along a word of advice that the young ladies would like to hear.
Well, I don't know what that would be exactly. There's so many things.
Well, for instance, how do you feel? I know they go real mad, you know, for a lot of this music, and sometimes sort of drive it to an extreme.
Yes.
Could you pass along an observation on that, perhaps, or...
Well, I don't know. It's just the way they feel. If they feel like acting the way they do, go ahead and do it, because Elvis likes it, and that's all that matters anyway.
I see. In other words, if it's in you, let it come out.
That's the truth, yeah.
Nita, we certainly want to thank you for stopping by and chatting with us for a minute or two, and we want to wish you all the success in the world.
Well, thank you so much.
If you're ever around our microphone or we're ever around you, we're certainly going to look you up again.
Thank you so much.
Nita, thanks very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.